Just to save you guys some money, I'll do some of just the sound. So we'll start with the Etch-a-Sketch. Schnoodly, bowdly, schnoodly, fladdly, boop. Hello, my name is Flula. Schnaddly, doodloom, pillow, bowdly, boop. And I feel, about being Conan O'Brien's friend. Woody doo, some lumpy day, schnoody boo, dan flampy blay, rudy bang, kang schnancy su, cookie wow, tan rundy doo, schnussy bousy, dancy, booty boop friends.
Yay!
Hello, welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, a podcast where, let's face it, I'm on a search for real friendship. I have some friends.
Yeah.
Some, but shockingly few in the entertainment industry.
That's
and I thought
true.
I should try and use this podcast. And it's working out very badly.
Shoot, I thought you were going to say something else.
No, the podcast itself is doing very well. People really like it. And I am making nice connections with people. You always wonder, is this person really going to be my friend now?
I know.
And it's hard to tell in this town, but I'm going to give it time.
Okay.
And I think some real friendships have already started to slowly form.
I think so too, maybe.
You and Barack Obama have just been regular pals.
I call every day.
See, that's the problem.
I think I overplayed my hand with Barack Obama, which is he came on and I think he had a really good time and we ended up him sort of more or less saying, yeah, you're my, I think we're going to be friends. And then I think I was a bit uncool. He is such a cool person.
Yeah.
And I started calling immediately.
You came off a little thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which
yes.
is a problem.
Yeah.
It would have helped if you had your chill chums there with you. But,
yeah.
You
know, yeah. No, I don't think that was the issue.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it would have helped
no,
a lot.
No. He, the president did comment several times on how nice it was that it was just the two of us talking.
It's weird. Mm.
He's a regular listener to the podcast. And he did sort of go out of his way to say that it was nice and streamlined.
Okay. I don't think
that's added cinder blocks.
Cinder blocks.
Yes. But anyway.
Okay.
Hard for a bird to fly with two cinder blocks strapped to its wings.
Especially when that bird is a turkey.
Yep.
Okay. No one's used turkey as an insult since a Chips episode in 1978.
I know, I just watched Smokey and the Bandit.
What, who says turkey anymore?
Burt Reynolds
you
and
just
my dad.
Yeah,
it?
I know. I can't believe you just said, you turkey. What is this, an episode of Alice? You can
yeah.
kiss my grits. By the way, we're now losing all of our young viewers.
Uh-huh.
And what I say, young viewers?
Well, I say
and,
viewers.
And what
I,
viewers?
I know
yeah,
that they...
What? Yes.
I still consider them viewers. I know I've come from television, and some of you may think that was a slip of the tongue, but I always think of people watching their device as they listen to the podcast.
You did it on purpose.
I did it on purpose. It was not a slip up. It was not me being an out-of-touch boomer. It was me being a really cool guy who understands that young people listen to podcasts staring at the device.
Okay. Yeah, you really get it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I do get it. Oh boy, do I get it.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah.
He called me a turkey, and I'm the one that's out of touch.
And he just watched Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
Sure, sure.
Well, sure, I'd watch that again. That's a good
that's
movie.
It's one of the best movies ever made.
Okay.
Burt Reynolds, not long before he passed, came on the show, and I went backstage to see him, and he started giving me a back rub. No joke.
Ooh, that's sexy.
And it was one of the best back rubs I ever had. He took his knuckles and he was pushing them into my back and he went, doesn't that feel good? And I was like, oh my God, I'm getting like a massage from Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how jealous that makes me.
No, I'm serious. That
I know, I'm dead serious. Vintage Burt Reynolds is one of my favorites ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was endlessly cool.
I bet he's Burt done Reynolds. That to a lot of ladies.
Mm. No, just he said just me.
Oh, you think you're the only person he's ever given a massage to?
He said, he went out of his way to say, I know I'm known as the consummate ladies man, but I haven't busted this out ever just for you, Conan O'Brien.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, feel free to say this after I'm gone.
Okay. So I, yeah.
I remember that very well.
I can't dispute it.
Anyway, I have to prepare our listeners today, not viewers, but listeners.
Oh.
I have to prepare them today for our guest. This is an unusual guest for us to have.
I love him.
I love him too. He's fantastic. He's a good friend of mine. We traveled to Germany together when I did an episode of Conan Without Borders, and he taught me much about the German people. He joined me on tour as my opening act in 2018. Did a little bit of a stand-up show with some other comedians. We had a blast. You know this gentleman from such movies and shows as Pitch Perfect 2, Trolls World Tour, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. And now he's appearing in the highly anticipated new movie, The Suicide Squad, which is in theaters August 6th. Let me paint a visual picture. He's a very tall, he's a good looking, I believe he's a DJ, always dressed in the best 80s fashion, with a very, usually a very colorful
fanny pack.
And he's just an exuberant delight.
Yeah.
I really love talking to this gentleman. He's quite unusual, and I'm very excited to talk to him today. Flula Borg, welcome. When I'm talking to someone, everybody knows the context. They know what's happening. This is a very special episode.
Oh, will there be a lesson at the end?
There will be.
Okay.
It's a very special episode of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend because, Flula, you are unlike any other man I've ever met in my entire life. And trust me, I've met them all.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Nice. Meets and greets.
I mean, you're quite an unusual fellow. I met you on the show. You came on as a guest.
Yeah.
I can't remember when this was. I want to say it was about 6 to 8 years ago.
It feels like 22 based on the events of the last 6 to 8 years, but yes, 25 to 35 years ago. Yes.
Okay. Well over 60 years ago,
yeah.
When I was just starting out. You came on the show and I didn't know what to expect. You are a great self-proclaimed DJ.
Wow.
One of the best DJs in Bavaria, is that right?
You had to add self-proclaimed, Conan. I mean, that's just...
You're...
A little rude.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Is this an official title? You were considered one of the sexiest DJs from Bavaria. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm the third sexiest North Bavarian male DJ.
Oh.
Yeah. So technically middle Franconia, but North Bavaria. So.
I got it. Yeah, I got it. So not quite as big an achievement as I originally thought. And I'm not trying to insult you.
Not insult. You are accurate.
I am accurate.
The bronze medal of sexy in DJs of North Bavaria, yes.
Okay, and this region of Bavaria, tell me exactly what it's like in this region of Bavaria. I haven't been there. Mountainous, I suppose?
Well, there's some hills. There's some grass. As humans, there's also an apotheke, which is German for apothecary, where you get your drogas, which is Spanish for drugs.
Okay. There's 9 languages in there. I'm more confused than I was before the conversation started. This often happens when I talk to Flula. Flula came on the show, absolutely hilarious. Audience crying, laughing the whole time. Me desperately trying to understand what you were saying. You always are wearing your trademarked fanny pack.
Yeah, hello. I've removed it and put it on the side chair just to increase genital comfort.
You have a large...
Don't say it.
Hold it.
Okay.
You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
You have a large Kanye. Collection.
Hello. That's what we're calling it now?
You have a large collection of fanny packs. Sona, describe these fanny packs. They're all very Euro.
They're very Euro. They're very colorful.
Yes.
They have different textures to them.
Oh,
some
yeah.
are shiny.
Mm.
I love it.
Thank you, Sona.
How many of these fanny packs you own? Because you're constantly buying them on eBay.
Yeah. I've sent you several photos, but yes, you know, I've now hit 39. I'm going for the Tom Brady, which I think is 42.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Very good. You wanted the 42 fanny packs. And you know what? I have to say, I have never even for a second considered having a fanny pack.
Wow.
But when you sport these fanny packs, I realize how incredibly practical they are.
Oh, quadratisch praktisch gut, as they say in Germany, which is... You should buy a fanny pack.
What about you? Matt, would you ever consider a fanny pack? Because it looks, you're someone who looks like you might bow to convenience.
Wow.
Well, no, I'm saying you're a guy who's practical and these things are very practical.
Bow to convenience.
Well, no.
What does that even mean, bow to convenience?
Well, I just think that
convenience bows before me.
Okay. Wow. All right. This is getting very spicy already.
Nice.
What I'm saying, Matt, is that there are many practical applications. You could keep all kinds of things right there in your crotch. Hmm. And it seems like it would be something you might want to consider. That's all.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're making it sound pretty good. And it would be convenient. It's right there where your hands can get at it quickly.
Exactly.
I think I might be sold. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also so many different styles, so many different.
Endless sizes, endless of the shapes. You know, if you have chappy lips, where do you go? Reach downtown and moisturize those.
That's right. Many times I've seen you reach into your crotch and pull out. I don't know what's going to come out of there, frankly.
Burt's Bees, not a sponsor.
But But then you bring out chapstick. So you reach into your crotch and you pull out chapstick and you moisturize your lips.
I moisturize everything that requires it, yes.
All right. Well, let's leave that where it lays.
Okay, in my pack.
You know, I am a big fan of yours.
Oh,
and you came on the show and then you came on again and again. Several times you came on the show without being invited. You just sort of showed up.
Yeah, like a German rash. Yes.
But you're endlessly entertaining. And of course, you have your own following. I like to think I helped you get started in entertainment.
You did. Thank you, Conan. And of course, I still sent you the 2.3% via Bitcoin. So weekly deposits.
Yes. Yes. I have more than my share of euros. I don't know what to do with all of them.
Convert them to Deutschmarks. Print them out. Hang them on your wall. Decorate your bedroom.
But you know, Pitch Perfect 2, of course, really launched you into the I'm going to say the zeitgeist.
Oh, I was going to say ionosphere, but zeitgeist also works. Yes.
Okay. You know, and so there must be so many young people that know you from your role in Pitch Perfect 2.
There are many of those people, humans that heard me rap and sing and dance and do tasty moves, specifically Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison. Are you familiar, Conan?
I know of Belle Biv DeVoe. Do you know Belle Biv DeVoe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Poison,
that
yeah.
That girl was poison.
Well, it is poison. But yes, no, but did she die?
Yeah, she passed away last week.
Oh,
yeah.
Then
well, she drank poison. Yeah. She drank herself.
Yeah, yeah. She swallowed some of her own saliva and she died.
Some milk of the puppy. Got
she
it.
Was, in fact, the quintessence of poison. She was the essence of poison by swallowing her own saliva. She killed herself.
Got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I got lost in there somewhere.
I did too. I like
it. Is that the time was 6 o'clock on the Swatch Watch? No time to chill. Got a date. Can't be late. Hey.
Wow. Wow.
Someone just earned himself a fanny pack.
Hello, Matt. That gift.
Yeah. That was fantastic, Matt. I didn't know that was part of your repertoire.
I didn't either.
Hot. Matt, do you play those guitars in your background or those just, is this a blue screen?
I do. I one at a time, but yeah.
We've never played together, Matt. You're a guitar player. I'm a bit of a, you know, six stringer myself, I suppose.
Oh,
and no one's ever said that about the guitar.
What was that?
I know.
You're a six string samurai.
They call me a bit of a six string samurai.
What?
But any hoots, you are a very talented fellow. I want to say that. Flula, that's right, Flula.
It's me, hello.
No, you are you're very talented. You're a very funny fellow. And I got to know you even better because I've made a bunch of travel shows where I travel the globe.
Yes.
And I went to visit Germany, to Berlin specifically, and I asked you if you would come with me, and you did. And we had some great adventures together. We went to a nudist. Remember that? We went to a nudist camp.
We saw lots of peepees and popos. Yeah. Yeah, we did this.
Yes. And you were quite – I did not partake in nudity. I thought – I didn't want to do it, and frankly, no one else wanted me to do it. No one else was interested. But you took off all your clothes.
Yes, I did.
And you have quite a formidable body.
Gross.
I will say that.
That's gross.
It's gross? What do you mean?
All I remember is in the early 90s, I sang that Montel Jordan song, you know, this is how we do it, and I started to strip for you on the beach, and then you did not reciprocation, and I was...
Oh, you wanted me to take off my clothes as well.
I did as well, yes.
I'm just saying that you work out like a fiend,
yeah.
And I am... Look, we've been married for many years, but we all
Shout
know
out.
That
yeah.
gender is fluid, and I found myself, you know, as... saying, oh my good Lord, this man has an ass that just does not quit.
It doesn't. Yeah.
I mean, it works 24/7, your ass. It never takes time off.
No Fortnite breaks.
Exactly. Yeah. And your ass works on the holidays. It's just an ass that goes and goes.
No, it's true. Oh well, we were hanging out. Yeah. No, please continue.
No, I was going to say his ass actually makes a lot of overtime. It's because it just does not quit.
Well, you sent me this big bag of walnuts and just with the words crack it with your crack it.
Yes.
And so. I did mail those back. I don't know if you received them, but I did.
I didn't ingest them.
Did not?
No, I did not. But I have a lot of crushed walnuts.
Okay.
Courtesy of your formidable ass.
Yeah.
My point,
Flula. Yes. And this is the least, I want to say, how many of these have we done, Matt? Would you say we've done 110, 120?
Yeah, probably like 120 or
okay, we've done about 120 of these. This is by far the stupidest one we've ever done. And I mean that as a compliment.
Oh, I take it.
There is no there's no rhythm to this.
Mm-mm. Right.
We're going nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like deaf jazz.
It's But I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Now, tell me about your childhood, please. Well, let's learn about Flula Borg, the man, starting with Flula Borg, the boy. You grew up in, was it in Schleizenschlauzer?
Very close to Schleizenschlauzen.
Was it near Upenschlitzen?
Just below Upenschlitzen, actually.
Over near Eidenklauzen?
Ja, natürlich.
Just south of Lutenliepen.
Natürlich.
God, what are you talking about?
Near to Lutenliepen is Erlangen, which is where I was from. But
Erlangen.
Erlangen, yeah.
Oh, Erlangen, I love it there. Oh. How's Hans?
He's so good.
How's Grutter?
Terrible.
Oh. Oh, poor
he died.
Oh, yeah. It happens
he
when you
to Bell Biff DeVoe.
Oh, that'll do it every time.
Dead.
As a little boy, yes. Would you run around wearing the little leather shorts that little boys wear in Germany?
I did wear some Lederhosen, thank you, Conan. I would hop and skip and jump. I used to beatbox in the closet quietly, not metaphorically, literally, just boom did a bop, did a boom did a bop, and then
got
this.
It.
Yeah, you got it. You didn't need the.
And did you wear? Do they wear? What kind of shoe? Is it some kind of little European shoe?
A European, you just lumped 26 countries into footwear.
What
is this?
What
because
think?
That's the way I always know European people. When I, all those years I was living in New York and doing the late night show,
yeah.
I would be walking around New York at lunchtime to grab a bite to eat, and I would just sometimes sit down and watch the footwear go by, and every now and then I'd see what I called Schludens.
Schludens.
Just weird shoes that I've never seen before and I'll never see again. And I know, oh, that person's from Augenlieben. You know, I don't know. They're from Germany. They're from some strange
schnutz. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Why is it that you European people,
you European people. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
You
but
European.
I'm an American firster. America.
Oh.
I'm sorry. America first, middle, and last. That's what
wow.
I say.
Just the whole podium.
And you Europeans come along with your European ways.
Marzipan.
Oh, no, can't be started on marzipan.
Crushed almonds and sugar, bitch. What?
I've never heard anyone talk about marzipan. It's so hard to talk about marzipan in a threatening way, and you did it.
Oh, yeah. Count me in. Delicious. Weapons of marzipan.
No, I'm sorry. That was all. I love the European community.
And footwear.
And no, I don't like the footwear, but I really do. I love travel and our European forebears, of course, which constitute much of America. I'm sorry, just going on a little bit of a digression.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell you one thing you may know is the footwears. We have socks often with the shoes.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, sandals. So Birkenstock. So I always wear some sockies with my sandals and everyone's like, why you do it? And I say, because it's cool. Suck it.
It's very provocative of you.
Yeah.
It seems like a little... Now, so you grew up in these, in this Erlangen?
Erlangen, yeah. Very good. Yeah, next to Rudenschnauz
and Lietzengruter. Yeah. And you grew up there and you probably ate, I'm betting that you had a Christmas that wasn't as fun as American Christmas. Because in America, what we've made it all about presents and toys and eating food, and we've really commercialized it. And then I've always noticed that in Europe, and when I hear about places like Germany, and especially when you get up into the Netherlands, their Christmases always sound – well, they sound kind of sad to an American because it's always, you know, what happened? We get an apple.
Perhaps.
And then, you know, and then what happens? And then we wait in the closet for Santa Klubenglieben. And and what happens? If we've been very good, we all get a hazelnut.
It's
you know,
true.
It's that kind of thing. Am I wrong?
No, you are very correct, Conan. I would say Christmas is for us – I've told you before, it's a fear-based holiday in Germany. It's really – not about celebration. It's about weird monsters and spirits and getting your butt beaten if you're not...
Is that true? And what is it? Is there Santa Claus?
No, we have St. Nicholas. We have das Christkind, and we have a whole lot of monsters based on Krampus.
Krampus.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love Krampus.
Oh, yeah. There's a town you can go to, and in the nighttime, all of the males will get very drunk, wear strange hay costumes, very large bells, scary monsters, and just run at you and throw coal in your face and scream and then go to a barn and drink all of the schnapses.
What do you guys do on Halloween?
Yeah, I was going to say, is Halloween, you go to bed early and someone brings you lots of presents? Yeah.
Does it sound like we need Halloween?
No, we have Krampus.
Krampus.
Krampus has us covered. That's the bumper sticker.
Krampus is he an evil Santa Claus? Is that the idea of Krampus?
We have several monsters. Krampus is only one. It's like Lord of the Rings, except everyone is an a-hole and no one has a white beard.
This sounds truly ghoulish.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's awful.
Yes.
Are there presents? What kind of presents do you get?
Yeah, well, there are some apples, as you said. There's also some sticks. yeah. And then...
I'm going to die.
Yeah, bring it. And then to bring it back, marzipan also, if you are good.
Oh, my, wow. Marzipan is... Oh, wow. That's the highest thing. What? So no battery-operated cool car, no video game, no wind-up robot?
No, like to control a robotic Krampus to scare the children, yes. But not as an actual gift, no, no. Well, you are in Massachusetts, home of Larry Bird and... something else, correct?
A few other things. Maybe Paul Revere, the cradle of the revolution.
Oh, it's they keep it there?
Yes.
Where is it now?
Okay. You know, what I'm saying is Massachusetts is known for more than Larry Bird.
Oh, Kevin McHale.
Wow. Okay. And I know that you are, I know this too, because we spent many, many hours wandering the streets of Berlin together.
We did.
Looking for some really killer walnuts to chew on.
Yeah, with my butt to crack, as you said. Yes.
I videotaped a lot of that.
Anus crack chestnuts. TikTok, follow us.
But you were obsessed with the NBA of the 1980s.
I love them very much and also the 90s. But you tried a segue. I want to hear about the Christmas times of Massachusetts, home of Larry Bird and company.
Okay. It's different. We'd go to sleep and be all excited because we wake up in the morning and in my house, Santa would leave. I was one of six children.
Six?
Yes. It's what the Irish do. That's a small nuclear family in Ireland. And Santa would leave. If there was a presence for my brother Luke, he would get them in his chair. Kate would get her presents, you know, in her chair. Jane would get them in her chair. Neil would get them in his chair. Justin in his chair.
The
and then
chair?
There's a chair in the room. Yeah. There's a bunch of chairs in the room, and they would stack the presents on that chair, they being Santa and his helpers. But my area, and this is – I want to get to this because this is a big complaint about my childhood. Mine was the long couch in the living room. So Santa would put whatever my presents were on that couch, which made the presents look like nothing because it was such a big couch.
Okay.
So everyone else – hold on. I defy anyone out there to have a worse horror story about childhood than what I've just described.
Oh, come on. You had a couch while everyone had a chair.
And so what happens is my presents looked – it always looked like I was being punished. And Luke's were just – his chair was so narrow, his presents were all piled one on top of the other, and it looked like he'd been such a good boy. And Neil's, an even narrower chair, presents going up to the ceiling, one on top of the other. And then this long couch, a vast white tundra of nothing. And then you'd see, oh, look, I got a AA battery. Oh, look,
no.
I got a Kleenex. Oh, look, I got a toothbrush. All spread out narrowly across this vast couch.
Oh, my
couch.
God.
And now listen, I've researched other people's childhoods. I've read all of Dickens. No childhood is worse than what I just described.
Oh, wow.
You had a very long couch. Everyone held a tiny chair, a stool?
Yes.
That's the, okay.
They had little stools and chairs to make the presents look like a lot. But that large couch, it just destroyed my childhood.
The worst.
Maybe the couch was part of the gift.
No, I tried to take it once and my father beat me with a cane. He didn't even use a cane. He had to go out and buy it. He said, wait here, I'm going to go get a cane. And
B-R-B.
He went. He was gone for a long time buying the cane. And they didn't have the cane he wanted, so he made one in his wood shop and he still said, stay still, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Were you a good child when you were growing up?
I was a quiet child. Yeah, I like to make nice little marzipan-shaped figurines.
God, everything was marzipan with you.
This was my favorite calorie.
Okay.
What was your favorite calorie?
I was supposed cheese popcorn. I love cheese popcorn.
Oh, this is the gift always in the room, the greens room, when we are in your show. You're like, hey, everyone, have some cheesy this.
I want people to enjoy what I enjoyed as a child.
Ah, thank you very much. It's very delicious.
Well, you seem thrilled about it.
I'm medium thrilled. It's not marzipan filled popcorn, so.
Flula.
Yeah.
So you grow up, you go to school.
I attend the schools.
Were you a good student?
I was terrible with it. I like to make all of the cut shorts that you can have to achieve some good
shortcuts.
What is it?
Shortcuts.
Mm-hmm. What?
Shortcuts, meaning yeah. you like to avoid work as much as possible.
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. I like efficiency. So like, how many times can I not attend and still receive a nice grade? In Germany, we have grades of numbers. So like, eins is an A, you know, and seven is a stop it, try again, boys.
So eins. So if you did well in school, you'd run home to your parents, papa and mama.
Papa, mama.
And you go, I got an eins.
Eins, eins, eins. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would just run the street saying the word eins, which is the German word for number one. Matt, I'm not so sure if you.
Yeah, eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn.
Oh my
hot, hot, hot.
Hey!
Oh, yeah. Swiping right on the Tindos with you.
Okay. Oh, man. Matt, you're busting out information left and right. I'm very impressed today. Very impressed.
Dankeschön.
Na, natürlich. Wow, Coleman. Wow. Look at your staff.
Very impressive. And so we got to know you grow up. You're a fine student. Not great, but fine.
Terrible, yes.
Terrible. Awful student.
Yes.
You come to America to bring your DJ gifts and maybe make it as an actor. Is that the dream?
I met a man named David Giuntoli. He's on a show called A Million Little Pieces. It's a show on one of the three-letter channels. Some years ago, he was just Euro-tracking, you know, when they're on the trains. The Americans on the trains with the backpack and the badge.
Yes, like, yes. Hey. Oh.
We met in a bar in Erlangen. We got very inebriation. And then at the end, he's like, listen, come to America. If you are ever here, come stay at my place. So I did this. He does not remember this. So when I showed up 62 days later, he did not recognize me. And so I stayed on his terrace with.
Was he unhappy to see you?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say.
And you probably, your fanny pack was probably just stuffed because it was you were intending to stay in America for a while.
Yeah, I had my overnight fanny with me. Yes.
You had your international travel fanny with you.
Yeah, and I also had my mute cousin. And Jürgen, who is just as tall as me, but plays, you know, the big rugby, and he does my audio sound. So it was me and a man even larger than me.
And you're a large man, yes.
Yeah, more than the average.
And so you come to America.
Yeah.
You do have some success, first DJing here and there, yes?
I won a Seagate hard drive, 250 gigabytes, for hosting a Battle of the Bands concert at Busby's.
Ah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And then 4 years later, I received a job at In and Also Out for 2 days.
Ooh. For 2 days.
So you call In and Out Burger In and Also Out.
I like to say all. I don't like abbreviation.
So. You're right. You're right to distrust an abbreviation.
I agree with it.
Why abbreviate when you can say the whole thing?
Say a whole thing. Enjoy it. You've seen German words. They are very, very long and strong and down to get the friction on.
Yeah. incredible. You then, of course, start appearing in movies, but you have higher aspirations. I'm told that one of your dreams would be if there's a Die Hard reboot.
Yes.
You think you should play Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber, yeah.
Wow.
We need a Die Hard, but from the perspective of Hans Gruber, you know, and I would like to play this person, or at least audition slightly.
So, and you think you would have a different take than the classic Hans Gruber, who is very cool.
Yeah.
Icy.
Oh, yeah.
The actor's name.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman, yeah.
God, he was good.
Yeah.
That's going to be a very, man, I got to say, Fula, I love you. I adore you. I'm a big fan.
Don't say it.
I don't know.
Don't say it.
You have to go in a completely different direction than Hans Gruber.
Okay.
Than Alan Rickman did with the role.
Imagine Hans Gruber. He is on the floor. Not on the floor. He's on the elevator. He's in the elevator. Mm-hmm. And he's wearing a fanny pack.
Okay.
You know, I have to say, one of the big roadblocks for Hans Gruber in the original Die Hard is that Bruce Willis steals the charges.
The detonators.
The detonators. He steals them. And that means Hans Gruber has to get them back.
Yeah.
In this one, Bruce Willis's character would call you up and say, ha ha, I've got all the detonators. And you'd say, not all of them. And you'd reach reach into the fanny pack. And pull out one.
Yeah.
And so that's already a good addition to this reboot.
Yeah. This is a deleted scene, I imagine, from the not yet created DVD of Die Hard.
Now, do you think in your version of Die Hard, there'd be long breaks where while your men are out looking for Bruce Willis's character, who's hiding in the elevator shafts, and they're out searching for him, your German thugs are out looking for him, that maybe you would be just DJing and dancing?
with the hostages?
Yeah, if you first see the first one where he comes out and those like people are playing Pachelbel's Brandenburg concertos or whatever, yeah, that would actually be me DJing the entire hostage situation.
And when they open the bank vault, would you do Beethoven's Ninth Symphony as
yes.
well?
Yes, I, okay. I would have a French horn nearby and I would just go all 8 octaves. That's how I would rock it. Yeah. That's my dream. Yeah.
You also would love to be part of the Fast and Furious franchise.
I would like all of the Furiouses and Fastest, maybe an Autobahn version of this. It is my desire to be an action person. You know, all of the action peoples now speak perfect English, you know, John Cena and also Rock the Dwayne Johnson and all of these people are speaking without the accent. Uh-huh. Where have all, you know, like that song, where have all the cowboys gone?
Yeah.
Well, where have all the action heroes with accents gone? You know, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Arnold is a little old now, you know, Dolph. I think there is a, you know, like when they like make an omelet, but they forget an egg. I think I'm this egg.
I think you are absolutely right.
Thank you.
I think you would fit nicely in the Fast and Furious franchise. And I love that you could bring the whole gang over to the Autobahn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No rules, just right.
I drove a very fast car when I was, we were shooting a show over in Berlin and Germany. I rode on the Autobahn in this crazy BMW that they lent me. Oh my God, I went fast. Wait. It was like Star Wars where the dots become straight lines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when you go into hyperspeed or whatever they call it. It was amazing.
Were you listening to Tracy Chapman while this was happening?
Tracy Chapman.
Fast car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. How did you know that?
Well, I hit that iPod in your pants.
So that's what that feeling was.
Yeah, that was the bulge.
I thought I was falling in love with the person I was driving with.
No, it was an iPod. 10,000 songs in your pocket. Not schlongs, songs.
So you think you could be sort of the German version of The Rock.
Imagine if The Rock and Angela Merkel had a baby.
I do every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, Matt?
That's what I do to go to sleep at night.
Yeah, just imagine this.
Some people count sheep. I imagine The Rock and Angela Merkel getting it on. And I go right out like a lamb. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Watch out.
So so this is incredible. I think you could do it. I really do because
thank you.
I think you have action star written all over you.
Oh.
Don't you?
I agree.
I mean,
you're buff.
Wow.
You're tall. Okay. You're cool. Yeah.
Let's do this. He's a bit, I'm going to say, silly. You know, Flula's a strange fellow. He's not you. And I'm saying this could be a positive. You could be a different kind of action hero. I'm going to say this. You don't seem that menacing.
Yeah.
You could be menacing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you hypnotize me, I could be super rude. Have you seen that The King's Speech where he's like dropping all of those F-bombs every place?
Yeah.
And then someone plays Mozart and he's just like, la li lu li lu. That's like hypnotizing a person. Oh. If you hypnotize me, I could be super rude. I can give you all of the wedgies in your pants. I can make, what's they called? Atomic wedgies.
Wedgies. Wedgies.
Yeah. I can do this very easily.
No, Matt.
Well, what about when you kill someone and you need to have like a good one-liner?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Yeah. I just crushed you like almonds and sugar.
Oh.
Everything can't be marzipan.
Why not?
You can't. No, you can't. Good. Not everything.
If I become a wrestler, that will be my wrestler's name, Conan. I'll just be called Marzipan.
So if you're struggling with a bad guy and you kick him off out of the helicopter and he goes into a nuclear power plant funnel and is incinerated, you're going to look down and say, I just crushed your hazelnuts, added sugar.
Yes.
Browned it slowly in a pan.
Oh.
Yeah. But I would yell it so he could still hear it.
So let me hear you do it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I just crushed you like some almonds and also added sugar to create a tasty dessert, metaphorically, a-hole.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
that was good.
I don't know about you guys. I will invest all I have in this movie when it comes out.
Thank you.
Do you have a name for your action hero persona or are you just going to be Flula?
I think it is also Marzipan. I mean, I'm just tripling down. I know, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
God forbid.
Look, it's all about marzipan.
You've got marzipan on the brain.
I've got to switch it up. Some Rittersport, perhaps. Yes, okay. I'll switch it.
You know, you were kind enough to come with me when I did a stand-up tour about 2 years ago.
Yes.
And change, maybe. But we crisscrossed the United States.
All these 90s band references, yeah. Kelvin. What is happening?
Chomp. Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, just falling out of my mouth. I don't know. You came with me and you were very funny. You DJed, you opened the show, you DJed, but you also were a great help to me at the end of the show when I would take questions. You would run around with a microphone.
Yes.
And we got to know each other pretty well on that tour. And you said to me once that I speak fake German, but you said actually almost every other or every third word that I make up
is a real one.
Is yes. a real word.
Yeah.
And it's and you said that's real. I mean, you weren't kidding.
No.
I make up German, but then you'll say, I'll just start babbling, and you'll say, you just said chair, babble, babble, ice cream, babble, babble, sleep, babble, babble. Marzipan.
It's like if you had a Rosetta Stone and flushed it down the toilet and like found it at the edge of Santa Monica Pier and turned it on.
Yeah, we had some good times. We would talk back and forth in German quite a bit.
Very much.
I'd say like, Oden da, der schlägt acht Binder, Fried und Schaus Leitzenfrieden?
Ja, natürlich, Rusch raude den Schnudelpup, Forrest Gump.
Skaust, es glied außen, Bett und Schein, brägt achsten durchs Distrikliten.
Schnurzenboots.
Yeah. Oh. Those did I say anything in there or no?
Yeah, you said the number 8 at one point. You said peace. And then something about Dirk Nowitzki's fadeaway.
Oh, he has quite a fadeaway.
It does. It
so
does.
I wanted to mention that. You are, this is very exciting.
Oh,
and I'm
boy.
Excited for you. I want to mention this again.
Yeah.
I mentioned it in your intro, but you are now going to be, first of all, yeah. let me mention your appearances in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
This has happened. This occurred.
That's cool.
With Larry David.
Yeah, he's also in the show, I've heard.
Yeah, yeah. He's a small part of that show.
Yeah, he is. They finally made him a recurring character.
Nice of you to give him a little more room in the episode.
That's what we do. Listen, not everyone was born with a long couch in their bedroom. Where was your long couch? Was it?
It was not in the bedroom. No, it was in the living room. I should have been. We all came down into the living room, and there was these chairs, and then a long couch that made. Couch. No matter what I was given, it looked puny,
tiny,
and it created this endless need hole.
What?
That
a need hole?
Need hole.
Okay.
A hole that's constantly wanting more and more, and that drove me into television. And look what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love it.
But I'm very excited for you. What's the big story is that you were going to be in the new, highly anticipated movie, The Suicide Squad.
That's correct.
Which is coming soon. And I know you're not allowed to say much about your role or what you do.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put you on the spot.
Spot me, Conan.
I think this could be the beginning for you of your transition into action films.
I agree with you very deep. I was told that this man was a supervillain man. His name is Javelin. He has a very big, as you know, javelin.
Yeah.
Very, yeah. Ayo. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he just has a large javelin he throws.
Yeah. That's what
there's that, no. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He wasn't doing a.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. You meant a sex penis thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought that's what.
No, that's
was
not what he's
happening.
Doing.
No.
How big is his cock?
Oh, okay.
His who?
How big is his cock?
The chicken?
That's fair. Matt's question is fair. The penis.
The penis. It is, I would say, if you have you seen before the tunnel that connects in downtown when you're trying to get from Century City down to Silver Lake?
Okay. Oh.
No, again, that had nothing to do with.
So, that was just about the tunnel?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was penis.
Well, I had to become very Buffy and, you know, not like the Vampire Slayer, but like.
No, I have to say you, I saw you, as I said, in Berlin, naked, and you were in fine shape then. You got into sick, insane shape for the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
For your character, Javelin.
Yeah.
And you, I guess, were working out all the time.
All the time. I had hired a Paolo Maschitti, who is an Italian trainer. Mm-hmm. And so I have very much trouble with communication because he's Italian. I'm German. We both are having accents. You know, it's like, ah, zieh du do, das nie de bada. And then I'm like, was soll denn das ein Scheiß, you know? And then we just stare at each other, and then I just do curls.
You do curls.
Yeah.
And you put on, you got into superhero shape.
I did it, yeah.
What about your diet? Tell us about your diet. And if you mention marzipan, I'm coming across the table, and I will kill you. What was your diet?
I had a lot of, as you call them, eiweiß, which is proteins. Mm-hmm. Zero, you will be happy to know it. marzipan, none of it.
Right.
Yeah, and then, you know, lots of chicken, lots of egg, you know, no sugies.
So high protein, no sugar.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself getting cranky?
Oh, yeah, cranky. Like that song from the Bingles, the another manic, like the Monday that's sad, except every day was that Monday. Monday.
It's weird. You know so much, and yet you're always a few vowels and consonants off. It's always the Bingles. You know, Maniacal Tuesday. You're always so close, and yet you're not close.
No cigarillos.
Conan, you're a fool.
Can I ask?
I don't know what else to say. I'm talking to a fool.
May I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Who has the Etch-A-Sketch that starts to shake it when the ads come? Because, like, we'll be talking, like, oh, and I remember that about the locker room, and then someone, one of you, just starts going, shh.
Oh. It's probably Matt. Matt does all that stuff.
He does the Etch-A-Sketch.
Yeah. Matt, is that what it is? Yeah. I didn't know. I thought it was a like an asp, you know, that was rattling, you know, that was hissing in the grass about to stab.
I've got an Etch-A-Sketch that I've drawn a picture of an asp on.
And,
and then I shake that.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You know, we should offer an award for anyone who listens to this entire conversation and follows it and can kind of prove that they did. We should give some kind of prize.
I agree.
Because this thing has taken so many twists and turns.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it thrilling. I really
great.
Do.
Actually. Wonderful.
I think at the end of this episode, if you've made it through this episode on Twitter, do a hashtag like Flula Strong.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like that very much.
Can I save you guys just about $32 in mechanical and performance right fees? I feel like you're paying this person. I thought Mr. Whitestripe was always here just playing this song, but I can just sing it for you now so you don't have to pay, like just to save some money.
Pay Mr. Jack White.
Yeah.
Instead, rather than pay him for singing We Are Gonna Be Friends, which he does come in and do personally live every time we do it.
I didn't. Right. Oh, yeah, I must have
waiting
just.
He's waiting outside. He's in the parking
garage. But we can tell him to go home today.
Yeah.
We don't need him
just
today.
Do you want
so you could do it.
Yeah. Rudi-doo, some lumpy day, schnoodi-boo, dan flampy blay, rudi-bang, kang schnanzi-su, cookie-wow, tan rundi-doo, schnussi-bausi, dansi, booty-boop friends.
Yay!
Schließen auf, sind friedlich bein, uck den Schlitz in Klachtenstein, all die Schlad, Frieden, Bord und Schleiz in Frieden, alten Tor, mich dein Stelter und Schick an Bodensee Friends.
Yes!
Jesus. Oh, God.
You know, I see great things ahead for you, Flula. I really do. I think you are capable of being an action hero.
Oh, wow. Thank you,
Colin. I really do. I think you could go further in the music business than you have gone.
Well, that would include just one song doing well, but yes.
Yeah, but you have a real ability there. And I think, what are your dreams? Let's say you do make it big.
Yeah.
Okay. And the money's coming in.
Oh, yeah.
What does Flula do? You become a big star. Let's say you kill it in Suicide Squad, and then you get another movie, and then you're in your own movies, and your name is above the title of the film.
Oh, above.
Flula Borg is Marzipan. You know, what do you do?
I would build a treeless treehouse.
A treeless treehouse.
Yeah.
Would you tell me what that – how would that look? What would it look? How would I identify it? It's a house just suspended in the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's no tree.
No trees. Just imagine a treehouse and then subtract the trees.
Okay. Should I ask you what's supporting the house, or would that be a foolish question?
I think my film career, probably.
Nice. So, and what would you drive? If you could drive anything, what would you ride around in?
I mean, I want to say my treeless treehouse, but I would not do this. I would go a Schwinn 21-speed mountain bicycle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a special order? I don't think Schwinn sells that. You'd have to have that specially made.
Oh, I would just purchase one from an old man in Schrausen.
Okay. And then what do you have a...
what they call a posse? Do you have a group around you, a squad? Who are these people?
Yeah, I have my father, who is a retired engineer. My mother, who knows Mama Said Knock You About by LL Cool J. She knows it by heart. Yes, shout out. Yeah, exactly,
Mama said Knock You Out.
What?
I'm going to knock you out.
Nasty. Yeah. Matt, look at this.
Matt, I have to say, you are earning your stripes today. Not that you don't always do a superlative job, but wow, incredible. I mean, you're just coming at us.
I'm surprising myself.
It's fantastic.
I love this very much.
And so far you're describing your cool posse because you're a rich action star and DJ.
Yes.
And you're on the prowl here in Los Angeles, living in a treeless treehouse, driving a 21 speed Schwinn
that you
stole from an old man
in
Glubenglaben.
Glubenglaben.
So that, but you can't just say, oh, my mother and my father are part of my posse.
They have been down since day one, Conan.
I know they have. But who else are you adding to it? Tell me, you know, there must be some homeboys that you got with you.
Jürgen Horst.
Homeboys?
Yeah, you know, friends of yours from Germany who you bring over and they're part of your... Your posse, you
of
know?
Course. Well, Jürgen Horst.
Entourage.
Entourage, yeah.
Entourage.
Yeah, shout out Turtles. Jürgen Horst, who is my more taller than me rugby playing audio man.
Yes.
He's my cousin as well. And Sven Lusel, who I was screaming my very first beatbox to. And I was like, how did you like it? And he did a hand thing like this.
Like kind of a medium.
Medium.
That means it kind of okay, kind of not okay.
And that's all I'm needing. Just give me, you know, as that one man said, all I need is the rhythm of Adam Devine. I just need someone to do this, and I'm very happy. All I need is the rhythm.
Yeah. Kind of lost me there. So that's quite a posse that you'll be rolling around in.
Yeah, yeah. It will be very deep and very dope.
Are you looking for a special lady in your life? Maybe you could tell us, what do you look for in a companion? And I shouldn't say lady, it might be man. It's all up to you.
Oh, yeah. I like to just, I normally just date like music. Like I date a techno beat or something like this, because you can just, you know, just set it up. BPMs, let's go. You know, when the song is over, you can make a snooze. If it's a human, you have to ask them for questions.
Well, no, you cannot. You cannot have a relationship with like a beatbox.
Have you seen this film with Thomas Hanke?
With the ball, with the, the volleyball?
Yeah.
Wilson, the volleyball.
Yes, he had a very deep relation with an inflatable pentagonal ball.
Okay.
I can do it with a whole note.
Okay, all right. Okay. Sona, what am I missing here? What am I?
I think the entire interview.
No, I don't know what happened.
But explain to me. I, you know, I've taken this young man under my wing.
Yes.
I am a formidable, I think, comedic force in this country.
What?
Just let it go.
Okay.
But that's true.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on.
I remember. What does that have to do?
Now I remember why I like you.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
You're the best.
You yes and my delusion. But no, Sona, my point is that I've taken this man under my wing and I want to do the best by him. You know, jump in here. Tell me, you know, how can I be helping Flula? What can I be doing for Flula?
I don't know. I mean, do you have any contacts in the action world you can get in touch with and just
those
be
guys
like,
are not,
guys,
they don't,
Flula.
They don't. They don't get call me back, to be honest with you.
Oh.
I'm going to
so
be honest.
With your very limited capacity, how can you help Flula?
Yes, my very limited capacity.
Maybe you could join his posse.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, you could be part of the
entourage.
What
if I was part of your posse?
I would love this. We have a third opening.
Yeah.
You could be the driver. He could be the turtle.
Well, what, drive the 21-speed Schwinn?
Yes.
And he sits in the basket in front?
Of course.
With your legs dangling
out? But I would be facing you. So it would be like, you know how baby monkeys hug the mama monkey? I could feed you small little snacks.
I'm going to do all I can to make you a force, but then I don't want you to forget me. Would you forget me, Flula?
I do not have, from everyone has told me, zero Alzheimer's. I will remember all the things, including your face and the way you walk. I saw you walking by a Chipotle one time and screamed at you.
Oh.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is not long ago. I was walking down the street in the Larchmont area of Los Angeles. This must have been a week ago.
Yeah.
And suddenly I hear, Conan! I couldn't hear exactly what you shouted. But people shout at me out moving cars all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Half the time it's nice, half the time it's some sort of death threat. Either way, I'm happy because it's just nice to be recognized.
It's nice to be yelled at.
Yeah. And sometimes people just throw the owner's manual from the car at me
and say, fix my tail light.
Not even. Just, I hate you, but I have nothing other than this. And then I get hit with a Toyota Tercel owner's manual.
Manual, yeah.
And it's got that faux leather binding. And it really hurts. But the point is, someone shouted at me and I didn't know who it was. And then I got a text maybe 2 minutes later from Flula, who I guess had pulled over and said, sorry, I screamed at you out the window.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
But what did you yell?
I said, hello, Conan, it's me. How are you? It's Flula. Let's hang out soon.
I couldn't. It did. It just sounded like insane yodeling.
Well, it was the, what's
it? It sounded like, oh, yodel,
and then Doppler.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very Doppler.
No, I thought a ram had yelled at me out the window. I didn't know what had happened. I was confused, but we are friends.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to be your friend. You really make me laugh. And you're a very talented fellow. And I really do. I believe in you. I think you're going to make it big in this country.
Wow.
And when I say I hope you remember me, I don't mean you just actually, yes, I remember Conan. He's about 6'4", and he weighs about this much, and this is the composition of his face.
Yes.
What I mean is that you remember me and that you bring me along with you. You remember me in speeches and you say, I wish to thank Conan O'Brien who made it all possible, that kind of thing.
When I first met you, I told you, you are my Edmund Hillary. I will be your Tenzing Norgay. I will follow you around everywhere with the snacks.
Okay. If you understood that,
oh my God,
please contact us. I want anyone listening. What did we say it was going to be? Flula Strong?
Flula Strong. Yeah.
Flula Strong. Hashtag. If you followed this conversation and you got even 80% of what the hell was happening, please say Flula Strong, because I didn't.
Same.
I was lost.
Me as well.
Oh, you're completely lost.
Oh, gone. Yeah. Yes.
Me too.
Well, we're going to wrap this up, but Flula, delighted that you could do this.
Thank you. Seriously.
And continued success. And let's continue to have adventures together, because you are... It's always fun when we do things, when we have adventures. It's fun.
I agree with this. Very hot. Thank you very much, Conan. Thank you, Sona. And thank you, Matt, as well. This was a very fun time. Thank you.
You call me, and just quickly.
Yeah.
Conan?
Conan.
What do you say?
Conan.
You say Conan.
Conan?
What does he say? Conan?
He says Conan.
Conan.
No, he says it weird. You put like an umlaut over the A.
Conan?
Conan. What does he say?
Conan.
It's strange.
Conan's in his own voice, the dumb bit, huh?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, ist aber spitze. Also matt. Ja, spitze.
Ich weiß nicht. I'm hanging out in the cafeteria on Das Boot.
Das Boot, oh.
This is fantastic.
You should get out.
And we're sinking fast.
Yes.
Flula Borg, God bless you.
Thank you, guys.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
It's time for one of the most called for segments ever on the show, and that's sound effects theater.
Oh,
and
no.
We're going to do sound effects theater now?
Yeah, this is where, Sona and I typically will act out a scene, and you will provide the sound effects, but using only spoken word.
Yes. This is an innovation I came up with that I'm very proud of.
Oh, you're proud of it.
Very proud of it. Mm-hmm. Where instead of going to all the time and trouble on a podcast of recreating a sound effect, why not just... say what the sound is.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah. Oh, and let me also explain.
Yeah, this is a special episode.
Flula.
Yeah.
Guests never hang around for this part.
Oh.
And I don't know why you're still here.
I went downstairs during the break and someone has stolen my mountain bike. So.
That's true. We are here and we had this wonderful interview with Flula.
Yeah.
And then he leaves. And then we start doing this part of the show. And I notice he's back in the recording room again.
Yeah. What?
There's a chair in here.
It's air conditioned.
Do you not own a chair at home?
Cool.
Well, not outside on the pavement. So
okay.
I just ordered another bicycle on Prime. So
okay. All right. Well, Flula, wow. We've never done this before.
Oh, okay.
We've never had the guests hang out like this. But I know you. I know that you will be very unobtrusive.
Great.
While we do sound effects theater and, just try not to touch any of the buttons here.
Okay.
Any of the knobs.
Like this one?
No, don't touch that one. Okay.
Sorry.
Just fired a missile.
Okay.
All right. We're going to do sound effects theater now, where I create my version of sound effects. And this is my gift to the podcast world.
It's a gift.
Radio. Anything where you only have the audio. It's my gift.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Movies could use this too.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do We're at a Zoo this time. How about that?
Mm.
Okay, all right.
Bork, Movsesian, as the new hires here at the Cincinnati Zoo, we have a lot of work to do to get to cleaning up these cages. First of all, how are you two today?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited about animals.
Thank you, Matt, for hiring me. I hope to save enough money to purchase another mountain bike soon.
Smart. I like you, kid. You got a good head on your shoulders.
Thank you, adult.
Uh-oh, looks like the baboons are acting up.
The monkeys are speaking?
Yeah, I'm going to need you to sedate them. They get a little too excited sometimes.
Oh, God.
Great.
Shoot them with the tranquilizer dart.
Oh, here, stop moving, baboon.
Boom. Trigger. Through air. Skin secrete.
Got you, baboon. Don't die. Oh, no.
Heartbreak drop. Bang, heartbreak drop. Bang, heartbreak drop.
Borg, you killed our showcase baboon.
Oh, no.
Not dead yet.
Well, he's dying.
Let me apply CPE.
Feeling better.
Oh, okay.
I was going to make out with him and pump his rumpus. Oh, what is it? What's that
fingers
medical?
Fingers interlock?
Yeah.
Compressor. Heart to beat.
Hey,
heart to beat.
Hey, you did
acting
it.
Up.
Wow.
Acting up.
Oh, perfect. Oh, no.
Acting up.
Shoot him again.
Okay, I will shoot you again. You are annoying, yet still alive, baboon.
Pull trigger, shoot real gun accidentally, bullet!
Oh, no! I've accidentally murdered the baboon.
Bleed.
Please, help me, Sona employee.
God. Why did we give a trainee a real gun? I don't understand why that happened.
I've never learned how to do it. I figured he's as good as anyone else. And now, listen, we've excited the elephants.
Trunk blow noise!
Stop running at me, big one!
Footfall, rattle, fumble. Footfall.
Trunk blow noise!
Sona, quick, jump on this one!
All right, I'm jumping on him to tame him.
Jump! And back.
The only way to do it is for one of us to do a very accurate Tarzan yell.
Okay.
Jungle yell!
Is that accurate?
No, not at all. We're going to have to try again.
Oh, sorry.
Jungle yell!
I'm looking for that kind of pitch shifting, you know, Tarzan yell.
Jungle
yell, 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 swing a vine.
Yeah.
I knew my yodeling would come in handy. You're welcome, everyone.
All right, well, that's taken care of. Now, we just need to go over here to the lion den.
Ooh.
Walker.
Oh, we're walking.
Walker.
We're loud walkers.
Are the Muppets here?
Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie, what are you doing here?
Key insert. Twist. Key open.
Why are we opening the lion area?
Honestly, I did not intend to, but I just happened. And here we are inside the lion den. So, and here comes Leo.
Lion.
He's not well.
Oh.
The lion is just saying lion.
Ryan.
Oh, he seems kind of turned on. I think he likes the look of you, Borg.
Wow, he looks like a descendant of Chewbacca a little bit. Yeah. Speak some more, you hot, hot feline.
Lip. Hungry.
Oh, here, let me get my chapstick out of my fanny and
zip.
Moisturize you.
Hand over. Rub. Satisfied.
Wow, you've been a real good Leo. Here's a big T-bone steak.
Hand steak? chew, salivate.
Nice. I want to eat some of that as well, Leo.
Chew, masticate, swallow, digest.
Wow.
Delicious. I love you.
I love you.
He loves you.
Feelings not reciprocated.
Oh, no.
Leo.
Rejection has a sound effect.
Oh. Count me out. Yeah, I quit this terrible job, Matt.
I don't blame you. I quit as well. This place is full of hate.
Yeah.
Sona?
Oh, I'll quit too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. I'm quitting too because I don't want to do this alone.
The end?
Oh, my God.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Ovsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Will Beckton. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 323-451-2821 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.